This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website for all the stuff we have over there, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, live and in living color, from the great state of Michigan, where they just made a big mistake, it's Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What's the mistake I'm referring to?
The cowardice Republicans joined, well, one of the cowardice Republicans joined in certifying the Biden candidacy. So
three voted for, and the other one abstained. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Another big heap of mistake.
Well, it is what it is. Okay. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Now, Michigan is basically on a shutdown for 3 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah. The Witchmer has gone into action to shut us down. And she wants us not to have family gathering reasons in our homes. However, I think most of us will be ignoring that one. At least four of the sheriffs have said they're not even going to pay any attention to that, to trying to enforce that craziness. And so most of us are going to go about our business.
Okay. And if you're in a red zone in New York City, you know what a red zone is?
Isn't that a shutdown area?
It's a shutdown, but it's where the COVID has gone out of sight.
Yeah.
In the red zones in New York State, not only New York City, no public gatherings of any kind. Not one person, not 10 person, none, zero, zilch.
But that's not how you wipe out this man-made disease.
We know
that's
that.
How you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But these fools keep getting elected, and they're full of themselves and love executing power and pushing people around. And this is what this is all about. They're using this man-made China virus to abuse people in such a way and getting them used to it. Unfortunately, some people are getting used to it.
Really? Okay. Are you?
Not me, but I know in some states, I know where people are saying that they support these actions. There's
okay.
A lot of fools out there. That's, I mean, if that wasn't true, they wouldn't keep electing people like Cuomo and Witchmer and things of that nature. So
how about Oregon, Jerry Brown's sister, the governor there?
Yeah.
They've imposed the strictest lockdown measures in the country, and the governor said, we need to have you snitch on violations. If there's more than six people in the yard for any reason, we need to have you call the police.
Yeah, and guess what? A lot of I almost guarantee you that she'll probably be reelected when she runs again, or someone close to her political will be elected. So these people choose these individuals, voters choose these Democrats who rule over them with an iron fist, and they keep going with it.
And then you got California. They're defying Governor Newsom, the curfew order. They're out in the streets in 16 of the cities.
And that's a good thing. Every time you see people saying screw you to these abusive individuals like Governor Newsom, and they're out there defying the orders, that is a good thing. And I hope it grows and continues to expand. You know, I don't understand how they put up with it. I don't understand how my fellow Michiganians are okay with this. There's a lot of them, my neighbors next door. They still had their Black Lives Matter sign on the lawn. They moved it out further just to irritate me. So,
did you hear what they did in Massachusetts yesterday?
What?
The Massachusetts State Legislature passed a bill panned as the Infanticide Act, which removes the requirement to save abortion survivors.
Well, I'm not surprised. I knew they were inching towards that. That has been an issue discussed for a while in Massachusetts, and I'm not surprised. Democrats want to go as far on in every issue as you could imagine in the wrong, in the evil direction, for them to pass such a thing. Remember in New York when they celebrated late-term abortions in the New York Chamber. I mean, they stood up and celebrated as if they were in church, man, hollering and screaming. Yeah. They celebrate death. This is what the Democrats, the leftists, are about, the death of this country, death of our rights.
What do you think?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What do you think about Joe Biden choosing former Secretary of State John Kerry as the climate change envoy and Janet Yellen to be the Treasury Secretary after her wonderful tour as Fed Director under Obama? She did such a great job there, remember?
Well, that speaks volumes about the philosophical base of Biden, in which direction he wants to take this country, which is downhill, fast.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Ron Edwards Sue. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with a Edwards notebook, and I'll be right back with Pearl. Edwards, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And the team at Moss Family Automotive, Nissan and Acura, will be taking Thanksgiving Day off to celebrate with their family and friends. And being a family-run organization, Moss understands how important it is to have quality time with the people that you care about, so enjoy this special Thanksgiving time together. Now, they want to take this moment to say thank you to all of their employees, vendors, and customers, and a very happy Thanksgiving from Dave Sr., Dave Jr., and the entire Moss family. Now, here's a great idea. You may want to sneak out after turkey and football on Thanksgiving because the Moss lots are going to be open. Now, each vehicle will be marked with a Black Friday price, and at 6 a.m. on Black Friday, the Moss showrooms will reopen, and you can buy that vehicle that you found on Thursday for a fantastic Black Friday price. And believe me, they are really going to have some just gut-kicking prices there. Now, the Black Friday secret sale is at Moss, all Moss Nissan locations at U.S. 19 and 54 Newport Richey, U.S. 19 Crystal River, the Florida Avenue stores in Tampa, Moss Acura right next to the Moss Nissan on Florida Avenue. Now, for more information, go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com or Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And, oh, by the way, I'll be at Moss Nissan Black Friday from noon to 3 up in Newport Richey. So look forward to seeing you there. Meanwhile, here we are with an Edwards Notebook. We're going to play it right now with Ron Edwards.
They say justice is blind, but some judges like to get in the way of justice. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Among the numerous thugs who converged upon downtown Cleveland on May 30th, 2020, were Devon Polin and Brandon Althoff of Erie, Pennsylvania. They were both indicted on four charges, including conspiracy to riot, cause civil disorder, and conspiracy to use a firearm to commit a felony. The two criminals were parking in the wrong direction on a one-way downtown street several hours after Mayor Frank Jackson's 8 p.m. curfew. They also were in possession of a fire starter, spray paint, and a .45 caliber Glock. The thugged phones contained text messages detailing their mission to participate in destroying downtown Cleveland stores and cafes. Those phones were turned over to the FBI. Unfortunately, leftist-leaning U.S. District Judge Patricia Goglin ruled that Cleveland police lacked probable cause to arrest, despite evidence showing both Devon Polin and Brandon Althoff actually participated in the destruction of property. Judges that display such bias against law and order should be quickly removed from the bench. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you just heard the Edwards Notebook, and back to Ron Edwards. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
President Trump wants the Third Circuit Court to halt the Pennsylvania certification. I'm not sure that's going to happen. We'll see. But also in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Republicans there were seeking a court order to block the vote certification.
Well, I think he's correct in these requests, but because of the biased nature of the setup over there in Pennsylvania and many other states as well, he probably is not going to get his way, and things are going to continue to roll towards the Biden way. And I think that hopefully there will be a judge eventually that's going to hear, that will accept a hearing about these cases concerning this election process. If not, I don't know what will happen, because it's got to get to the Supreme Court. But if no one hears it,
yeah,
and I don't know what happens, and it just stays in limbo, I guess.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're absolutely right. And good morning to Lynn, and congratulations to you. You are now a member of the official Captain's America Third Watch fan page. Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, from Buffalo, New York.
All right.
Yep, shuffle off to Buffalo. All right, now, Sidney Powell, who is not part of Trump's legal team, we found out, even though some of us thought she was, but she's not. She had her Twitter account blocked yesterday for a while. What was that all about?
The only thing I can say is that she was telling the truth. And a lot of times when you do such a thing, Twitter comes along and will block you. Or at least, at the very least, they will take off that particular tweet. They may punish you for a while and knock you off for 12 hours or a day or in some cases even more. Other people have actually been ripped off permanently. And so this is what we're dealing with.
Well, they never bothered you, right?
Oh, absolutely not. That's not true. But they have.
I know Facebook did.
Oh, Facebook for a while, man. I was like a resident in their jail. But you know what the hell? I mean, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? It's just that these leftists are just full of themselves and reject thought unless it's already in line with what the way they want to think and the way they want us to think and the things that they agree with. So. That's why I like Parler and other outlets out there that are at least competition with Facebook. And that's what you need. You need competition out there. You just can't have just one thing there, because when you have that kind of control and leftists are in control, they are going to do what Facebook and.
Now, are you going somewhere for Thanksgiving?
Actually, folks are coming here. And so I won't be going anywhere.
Okay, because 2.4 million people climbed on airplanes last weekend, they're all scratching their heads going, wait a minute, we told them not to do that, and they hopped on the planes and away they went.
Good, and I love to see it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Because, you know, they try to tell us that large crowds and things of that nature are the reason why you have the spike in the Corona China virus and all of that. Well, that's a bunch of bull. I mean, it's through normal activity that the thing is going to eventually die down. And besides that, once they bring forth cures for it or therapeutic treatments for it, it's going to wipe it out. And I don't trust the vaccines, but I do trust the therapeutics, which is the best way to go anyway.
Okay, well, what do you think is going to happen right now with the Trump challenges, the states where they're doing recounts, they're counting some of the same ballots over again, the ballots where they didn't have envelopes that could prove when they showed up or didn't show up, none of those should be counted. They're counting them all over again. What do you think is going to happen?
I maybe I'm more optimistic than even I should be, but I believe that if we continue to press on and the president does not give in yet, I think that some things are going to come out, especially electronically, with videos, with people explaining how to cheat, and things of that nature. I think enough things are going to eventually come out, and Trump will be not leaving the White House. That's just my take on it. A lot of people disagree with me. Especially those that want him gone anyway.
Well, the reason,
many
the reason
who have given up.
The reason I think that they disagree with you, or that they wouldn't agree with you, but not because they're disagreeing, is because he's got to get a judge to hear his case somewhere.
Yeah.
And so
it's
far,
See, the thing is not that I think that the president is wrong or that he's factually incorrect, because I think he is correct. He's onto something.
Mm-hmm.
There is massive cheating, but In the in-between, you've got these black robes gone wild, liberal judges that won't hear the case. But he's going to trip across one that's going to hear it. The word is going to get out on this, because there is a lot of cheating. There was a lot of vicious activity election night here in Detroit. A lot of abuse where people were blocked out and pushed out, and then the intimidation factor among the board. And that's why the Republicans originally, I was correct. They just, you know, they pretended for a day or two that they were going to be okay, and then they punked out again, and now it's certified in Michigan. Republicans are going to have to start growing backbones, too, in general.
Well,
or we will be screwed.
We will talk to you on Thursday, because there'll be, I'm sure we'll be talking about more of the same, want to bet?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Be taken and be blessed.
Thank you. All right. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we're coming right back with my little pop buddy, my little buddy, Brooke Emery. And by the way, she talks all about America. BrookeTalksAmerica.com, the website, to find out more about her. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
By law, the president-elect cannot access federal transition funds or contact federal agencies to plan staffing until the GSA recognize an electoral winner. That has now happened as the General Services Administration formally recognized President-elect Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election Monday. President Trump announced the move in a tweet and added he was not conceding. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary. Last month on Bloomberg, she announced a good way to fight greenhouse emissions is to tax the companies that create carbon emissions, including the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits, but one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia from up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. And right now, I do know she is in the stable with the horses, with her husband, getting everything squared away for today. Up there, D&D Ranch is the name of it, the Double D Ranch. And it's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. If you're injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Now, Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual live person ready to listen and help. Now, their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Their number, 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. Farrah and Farrah. Find them online at Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or call them at 877-245-6707. All right, well, here she is, that little red-haired Spitfire from South Florida, Brooke Emery. Hello there.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, you sound like you're wide awake and ready to go at it, and that's a good thing. All right.
Always.
All right. Sidney Powell, we know that whatever happened to her happened, that she fell out of grace with, I don't know, Rudy Giuliani or somebody. But she's actually doing something different, we were told. She's working with a group called We the People, which I think is the Judicial Watch group with Tom Fitton. I think that's his group. He's got a pack by that name. And she is doing a criminal investigation, whereas Rudy Giuliani and company are working on civil civil cases, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know necessarily that they had a fallout. I don't know what the situation is with that. There are like a gazillion rumors out there and everything. But yes, supposedly she's, what she's doing is not necessarily directly affected, by the, like, related to the, actual campaign and winning the campaign for President Trump. Something about the Dominion voters. But I find interesting two things. One is that I saw this morning is that, President Trump tweeted out that people are freaking out about the GSA, you know, him authorizing the GSA to go ahead with the transition. So people are freaking out about that. And he tweeted this morning, what does the GSA have to do with us moving forward on, you know, winning the election? And he also tweeted in there, Dominion whatever those marks are, I can't think.
Hashtag?
Oh, no, the, quotations.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. Mm-hmm.
So that's one that's I found interesting. The other thing is Tony Schaefer, who I actually had on my show.
Right.
Yes, he mentioned that there's something interesting coming out with regard to what Tucker was talking about. Trump retweeted Tucker from last night, and Tony Schaefer retweeted Tucker with last night. Tony is actually working on this situation. So I don't know, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. My whole philosophy is always and evermore, I'll believe it when I see it. Where's Barr? Where's Durham? Where's anybody? But I found it interesting that people that are directly with the campaign, including, you know, the President Trump himself, you know, tweeted that out. So we'll see.
Well,
see what happens.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned about Paul Ryan, and I remember a couple things about him, but we could go in a couple different directions here. When he... His candidacy actually cost the Republicans the House because he was no longer the Speaker of the House when he ran for Vice President.
No, he was Speaker of the House in 2018 when the, you know, in the midterms. The problem is this, first of all, and I wanted to, you know, talk about this because I want to just remind everybody, this is not just about 2020, okay? This is about the entire establishment on the GOP side as well. So you have Democrats are the enemy, but also Rhino Republicans. He is supposedly on the board of Fox, for one. Plus, they threw the election. We would have kept the House if all of those Republicans hadn't retired. He is partly responsible for that, and I want everybody to remember that, okay? Because if we had kept the House, there would have been no impeachment. We could have got a lot of more stuff done, but they threw it. They threw the whole thing because they're all part of the establishment. And going forward, if there is a forward, because I think people know my opinion, you know, we're rearranging the deck chairs if Trump doesn't win in 2020. That's just my opinion, okay? And, you know, putting fabric on the deck chairs of a Titanic that's sinking. We must not have rhinos. Joni Ernst is one because of Trump, and she's throwing him under the bus. Okay, half of the rhinos in there. And by the way, primary Marco Rubio in 2022. I expect that to happen. He should not be senator for another term. We have to hold our people accountable. It's going to mean more being more active, right, and more hardcore. But you cannot have rhinos in office as a Republican. Period. That's the problem. Paul Rhino has contributed to a lot of what we're seeing, even though it's 2020, because of what he did in the House in 2016 to 2018 and throwing that midterm.
Wasn't he on the board of directors at Fox right now?
He is now. That's what I'm saying. It's all part of the thing. So, and you, I mean, you have Mitt Romney who, you know, they all whore, and Chris Christie, oh my God, they all whore themselves for money. Right. When it comes to endorsements and money. But then as soon as they get in, they stab them in the back. Mitt Romney won because of Trump, too. Rubio won because of Trump. They're all stabbing him in the back because they don't care about you. That's the ultimate lesson here. They don't care about us. So unless we have candidates who actually care about us, we're going to be in the same situation every 2 and 4 years and forever. The Republicans are just as happy to sell us out to China as the Democrats are. okay? Mm-hmm. They're all sold out to Russia and China. Don't get it twisted here. Yeah.
Now, we've gained a bunch of seats in the House, and a lot of them have been women. And we just gained another one yesterday in California, so that's plus one on top of what we already had. I think the number was at 12, and now it's at 13. And there's about three or four more that could be flipped over to the Republican as well. That makes Nancy Pelosi's lead in with her party in this in the House of Representatives very flimsy, to say the least.
Yes, but again, we had all branches of government, but they have the media. So it doesn't, it's at a certain point, it's like, yes, we have, you know, we had a governing majority and it didn't matter because they have the media. So there's a lot of long-term structural change that needs to happen. We need to get off Twitter, Facebook, Fox, the media, and make a new media and make all of these things so that these candidates can actually do something going forward, because the media crushes everybody who comes in. John James should be senator.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't, and the, and I don't even know that the, you know, Trump supported him, but I don't know how much the GOP supported him. So I think it's really great, and I really, you know, I don't like the term diversity because the left corrupts everything, but it is nice to have more women, more minorities, more veterans, you know, Burgess Owens, love him in Utah, you know, Keith Mark Robinson, I think it's a state house in North Carolina, love him, you know, so, that's great.
How about Salazar down there in South Florida?
Yes, yes, I like her too. And I think it's Mike, I don't know if Mike Garcia won his in California. If
don't
not,
know.
I think it might be recounted. He's a good one. But, so that's great. It is great. I agree. But, you know, there are other things, we need to make sure that these people are held accountable, and we need to get, you know, hardcore on local candidates too. Because it goes upstream. They're voting for real hardcore socialists. We need to vote for real hardcore conservatives. This is a good group, though. I'm glad with that.
What's a red zone?
Oh, my gosh. That's de Blasio, right?
No, that's Cuomo.
Cuomo? Yeah, it's a communist zone. Yeah. The guy who got an Emmy, award. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, here's the deal. Again, okay? These people are elected to represent us. If we, there would be no lockdowns without our permission. I think it was a business in New York who they had an inspector come in and say, you know, we want to inspect or something like that. And they said, no, you have to get a warrant. Get out. And they pushed them out.
That's right.
Listen, the resistance starts now. It should have already started 7 months ago. You cannot get locked down without your permission. It's going to take risk and sacrifice. You have to do it. We cannot lock down anymore. So the red zone is the craziness of not being able to go outside with your family and do Thanksgiving or something like that, right?
Yeah. Now you're mentioning Newsmax here. I've been watching Newsmax on and off all night long, and they kind of quit their live stuff, but they still have their news, their headline news. I think they'll probably change that in the future because they're going to have to. All right, well, wait a minute. Hold that thought, because we'll do that when we come back. Okay, folks, I'll be coming right back with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. Her website is brooketalksamerica.com. Go over there and check it out. And don't forget, you can hear her show Saturday nights right here on my flagship station from 7 to 8 o'clock, unless they're Gator football. And then it's played usually after the game. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and make sure you also remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. That number, again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, there you go. Now, back to Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. Brooke Says is what her little CB code handle is, right?
That's right.
Yep. So,
because everybody needs to know what Brooke says. That's the deal.
Or what Brooke, or what Brooke knows.
She knows everything. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. See, I thought you when you asked me for what you thought about Brooke Says, I said, well, how about Brooke Knows? But anyway, that's what it is.
Brooke Talks, Brooke Says, Brooke Knows.
Yeah. All right. Now, you were talking about the, I think the lockdowns in California and all that stuff, plus we talked about the red zones in New York State as well as around the country. And this draconian thing out in Oregon, that's Jerry Brown's sister that's a governor of Oregon.
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking offline. This is the reality, okay? This is happening because you're letting it happen, America. These people work for you, okay? And I'm telling you right now, law enforcement should absolutely not enforce any of these measures. They're not laws, okay? They don't have the right to constitutionally do this. But you should not let them do it. That's it. You have constitutional rights, and they don't have the right to do any of this stuff. So if you let them do it, you let them close your business, right? There's a great video out there. I think it's in New York. I don't know what part, where there was some inspectors that went into a business and they were wanting to, you know, to inspect. They had cops there and they had the inspector, and the people said, no, get out. You want to come back in here? You get a warrant. Mm. And they kicked them out. That's how you do it. More of that. Mm. But they're going to keep doing whatever you let them. And they've tried every single solitary other thing. Now they use a fear of a pandemic. Guess what? The country is dying. So you're going to either die of coronavirus, which is so rare that it's not even funny, or you're going to die of poverty, or you're going to die of drug addiction, alcohol, suicide. Your business is going to die. Your family's going to die. Mm-hmm. You have to make a choice, America. Don't let them do it. Period.
Now, you know who Carl Bernstein is, right?
Yeah. Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah.
What a joke.
He is on CNN, I think, is where he's a contributor. But he writes articles and they show up at different places for whatever reason. But the American media has an agenda for the most part. The mainstream
media. You think?
Oh, Matt. I know.
That's breaking news.
No, it's not. But well, some people, believe it or not, Brooke, some people don't know that. They don't
Trust
know
me.
That.
Mm-hmm. I do know. I do know people who think MSNBC is news. It's frightening.
Yeah, ABC, CBS, CNN.
Any of it, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's not. You need to stop watching it. Now, we have Newsmax, and we've been watching Newsmax a lot. Along with Fox, because we still get Fox, but we can't get One America News Now, except for on the internet here. And I've got that right in front of me. I've got Newsmax going, and I've also got Fox going. So I've got three different sources I've been watching.
Right Side Broadcasting has some stuff, too. It's on YouTube.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't they doing all the rallies?
Yes, but they also have, I've seen a show with, I think it was Buck Sexton. They have some stuff during the day. I'm not sure that it's all day, but they do have some stuff. So it's an option.
I thought Buck Sexton was on, The Blaze?
Well, he did something on RSB, and it was actually really good.
Okay.
Just saying, something to check out, an alternative. But I heard that I heard that Newsmax, donated $1 million to the Clinton Foundation, which is a big red flag for me.
Have not heard that.
Yeah, I've heard it.
And that's Christopher Ruddy, and Christopher Ruddy does not get along with the Clintons, so I doubt it. I doubt it. I really doubt it. Now, somebody that's part of Newsmax, one of the contributors might have, but not Christopher Ruddy. I really doubt that, because we would have heard that already, and it's not anywhere that I know.
One thing I don't understand is, why is Sean Spicer on there? Sean Spicer is supposedly one of the leakers against Trump and a subversive against Trump.
Why is he on there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's pretty boring, too, but I'm just saying. Anyways, it's something to keep the eyes out, is that, you know, I'm not sure what the deal is with them. Anyways, go ahead.
All right, I think Sean Spicer is on there because he's got that, I know he's got a contract. They've all got contracts, but he's on there at, 6 o'clock or something like that?
I don't know, but I don't trust him. You know, there was a reason that that Trump didn't trust him. And supposedly he was one of the leakers behind the scenes with Ryan Priebus and them. So just saying.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. But I know Rance is on Fox all the time.
Yeah, well, I don't like him either.
He's not going anywhere else, but I always turn on Fox and there he is.
Yeah, and Fox, I mean, I don't watch Fox anymore anyways. I don't even watch Tucker, and I was the last holdout for Tucker. He's really good, though. This is the problem with Tucker. I know that everybody's mad at him about what he said about Sidney Powell, and you know, I get it. The reality is that, one, she better have the goods, and I like Sidney Powell. I met her when she was here.
All right. Hold. Here's breaking news coming in from
our buddy Scott James up in Valdosta. He's saying that Stacey Abrams says that 750,000 Georgians have requested absentee ballots. That's not good.
Yeah, I saw that last
that
night.
Is not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I know. I know. They're going to take those seats. I'm
all
telling
right.
you right now. They're
all
gonna
right.
take
so
yeah.
we got to go. So tell us all about your show again.
Brooke Talks America, Saturday, 7 p.m. on this station, Eastern Time on Saturdays. And my website is brooktalksamerica.com. It's Brooke with an E, brooktalksamerica.com.
All right.
I give no quarter to the left or the rhinos, trust me.
I know you do. All right. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
God bless. Take care. God bless the troops.
All righty, and that's brooktalksamerica.com, the website. Okay, thank you, caller, for being patient. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business here. Let me tell all you judges here, Donald Trump won this in a landslide, okay? Donald Trump won this election. The question to Joe Biden is, do you want to win if you cheated? I want the press to ask Joe Biden, do you want to win if you cheated? Okay? That's the question, okay? Because if he says yes, he's a cheater, and if he says no, he's a cheater, okay? The bottom line is Donald Trump won in a landslide. He was up 690,000 votes in Pennsylvania when y'all shut it down, and then you put the Philadelphia crew in there to change the election, okay? Donald Trump won Georgia easily. He was up 60,000-70,000 votes when you shut it down in Georgia. You put 50,000 votes in Detroit. No, Donald Trump won this election fair and square. Now, I know you crooked judges are on the take. I know all you good legislatures are on the take. I know everybody's on the take, but Jesus Christ don't take a bribe. The Lord Jesus Christ don't take a bribe, and he doesn't sell out. Okay? And that's the bottom line here. And by the way, McCarthy, if you go down ballot, we won more House seats when you go and check out the machines that flip votes. Let me tell you right now, we're not conceding anything. We didn't lose anything. And made the Supreme Court do their job and stop this corruption.
We got it. We got to go because I've run out of time.
Donald Trump won it. And you can't trust the United States to do any business.
All right. We've run out of time. And he just got cut off by the computer because of what's going on here. All right. I got to tell you that I want you all to take a long look at Heart for Lebanon, because if you go to the banner on the answertampa.com or the answersarasota.com or letstalkfaith.com, you can help by giving them a call at 888-444-8068. That's Heart for Lebanon. After everything that's happened to them in the Middle East, it's an organization dedicated to helping those in extreme need in that part of the world, and God knows they need help this time of the year, and we've got to stand up and try to help these people. I know we have to help our own people, but we also have to help those folks too. So 888-444-8068, or check out the banner for Heart for Lebanon on theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, and letstalkfaith.com. Now, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue today with the gang. So stop by Mission Barbecue. Be there from about 11:30 till, oh gosh, I don't know, 1:30. We usually stick around for a couple hours. And Patrick Hyland will be there. You can meet him. Bill, John, let's see, James, and a few others will show up. We never know who else is going to be over there. So I'll see you at Mission Barbecue on West Waters for lunch if you want to stop by. Happy to see you. I'll see you tonight on the Radidio. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe. Bye.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.